This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the Jackson 5 with Never Can Say Goodbye. Of course, the Jackson 5, because one of the members was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, we said goodbye to him almost 9 years ago. The anniversary of his death was
9 years ago,
2009. And he died on the 25th of June. So we just celebrated, in some ways, or commemorated his death a couple of days ago. And yesterday, his father died after a battle with cancer. Joe Jackson died at the age of 89. Joe Jackson, because credited with establishing the Jackson 5 and managing that, his sons, essentially, and eventually also his daughters in their musical careers, making them one of the most famous families in the world.
Musical families, apart from the Von Trapp family.
Von Trapp, how do you remember them? If anybody remembers The Sound of Music, that was the Von Trapp family.
9 years? I'm still reeling from that. Has it been 9 years?
Yeah, it passes very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, interestingly enough, just reading around Joe Jackson, his father was a university professor, but and a very stern one. But and so Joe Jackson went in a very different direction, and then, you know, and that's led to all this wonderful stuff, because what a talented bunch of kids he and his wife gave the world. Okay. Now, speaking of good stuff and not so good stuff, actually, is people who you might want to jeer at if you encounter them. But should you, really?
Right. Because what happened recently in the States, in the U.S., is that members of the Trump administration have been heckled at restaurants. In fact, some of them are reporting that, you know, because they're based in Washington, D.C., they're having trouble getting dates. So when they say that they work for the Trump administration, nobody swipes right or nobody says yes
to
a date.
In fact, you know, if they do get a date, the first question that they're asked is, when's the last time you cried over separating an immigrant child from their family?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that was, you know, in reference to a conversation we had earlier about crying as, you know, emotional openness as a good quality to have on a date. Let's take a look at some of the examples. And what I mean is Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen, she was at a restaurant having dinner, and the crowd at the restaurant, or the people at the restaurant, started chanting and booing at her. So they were chanting, shame, shame, shame. And I think earlier in the week we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary. She was asked to leave a restaurant. So she was denied entry or denied, you know, service at a restaurant.
Are there individuals in Malaysian political life that would elicit such a strong emotional response?
Well, I'm sure they are.
What about Rosman Mansor, the wife of the former prime minister? With all the revelations that have happened over her, allegations of plundering the state, do you think that people would be civil when encountering her?
Well, that's precisely, I guess, the question that we want to ask today, you know, whether using these examples in the US, whether this shows a lack of civility and evidence of political decline. So how do you show your kind of protest or your displeasure with a certain politician or public figure in civically or in a civil manner and in a thoughtful manner, right? So where is it, I guess, appropriate, where is it not?
Yeah, do you think it will happen here in Malaysia, though? People are heckling politicians or people that are who are unpopular.
I have seen it happen, but mainly at political rallies or
but this is like public talks. In actual sit-down restaurants where people are going for a meal, or in this restaurant, I think they just told her, oh, you're no longer welcome in this restaurant. Mm-hmm. Do you think this will actually happen here in Malaysia? Do you think it's a different culture, right, altogether?
We tend not to want to be confrontational. Yeah, I think that's the general Malaysian thing. So there might be, you know, daggers, you know, in terms of people's look at you, daggers.
Or, and is that like expression? Messaging or maybe
a selfie, take a photo,
or Instagram story? Yeah.
But I think the issue really here is that, you know, given the the nature of politics. If the person represents something really heinous, in terms of policy, like say with the Trump administration, you know, these severe, the Islamophobia, the homophobia, the xenophobia, the number of phobias that we can associate with Donald Trump. But if all that is true, don't they deserve to be heckled? I mean, not to be injured, but to be heckled.
Well, I think, Sharad, it depends on who it is, right? Like you said, what if that person is part of the administration, but only doing his or her job? So sometimes,
that was no defense at Nuremberg, you can't say. You see, this is the thing, right? You're part of the administration. You are complicit. So, you take responsibility.
So using the US example, say a Border Patrol guard who's discharging his duty, would you heckle that person?
Well, no, Border Patrol guards are slightly different, right? Because they're really low down the chain of command. They often get a lot of abuse precisely because they're on the front line. But it's actually people in positions of power. So the people that you mentioned earlier are actually in very high positions. And if they disagree with those policies, they can quit, right? They stay precisely because they support those policies. And then I think they're deserving of a bit of a boo.
So is a boo acceptable in every context? Say they're having dinner with their family.
Like the place,
would you boo that
a time
person?
And place for everything. I feel there's a time and place for everything. If it's they're eating dinner with their family, would you go in a boo?
Yes, like, I would, and I want their children to know how heinous their parents are. You know, this, if your parent was a Nazi, you deserve to know, and you deserve to be ashamed of it, I think. Do you tell us what you think? Tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We'll be back with more. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.